This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And good evening, welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. We're plugging away at bobtuscan.com, T-U-S-K-I-N, original articles, daily commentary. We have a chat room for our listeners to join us at, as well as a video pick blog roll on the right-hand side of the page. I don't know, I put it probably at least 10 videos a day up there, and there's always something to check out. Some of the videos we have up there today: Rabbi Weiss rips the ideology of Zionism. I posted that piece from Josie the Outlaw last night on there. I got all sorts of news reports about cannabis and the legalization in Colorado. That's been a major story. NBC's chief medical editor forced her kids to sign up for Obamacare as their patriotic duty. There's a video about that up on the site. And, well, so much more. So definitely check out bobtuscan.com. We've revamped it. We've gone full throttle with it. And I would really appreciate you staying up to date with all the articles there. A couple of headlines from bobtuscan.com. The militarization of campus police. We'll talk about that a bit in just a moment. Being in a college town, the campus police here have been an organization that has startled me from time to time, shooting down graduate students. There was a case that should have made national news here at the University of Florida, but it did not. I'll tell you about that. Another headline up on the website: Syrian Electronic Army hacks Skype to accuse Microsoft of spying on user data. No surprise there, really. I mean, come on now. We have Meditations for the Modern Mind, a belly breathing meditation. See, the site's well-versed. We're not just going to put your news articles. We're going to put a little bit of health, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I hope it's going to be eclectic and very worth your while. So check out that Meditations for the Modern Mind, belly breathing meditation from Jason Sebastian, who will be writing for us. He also wrote an article of his essential oil of the month. Each month he'll be writing about an essential oil, and this month's was lavender, and you can find that article up on the website. Also, folks, I wrote an article today myself that we'll get into a bit. You might have heard about this by now. A fugitive banker was arrested 2 years after his fake suicide. Turns out he was hiding down the road from me. I had no idea. I'll tell you what he did and how he faked his death and so on and so forth, and how they ended up catching him. Mr. Producer, can you add Steve back to the call? There he is. We have Steve Starrs running shotgun with us tonight, per usual. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Steve joins us on the broadcast to give us his insights and to hang out and chat with us. What's up, Steve?
Well, I'm back here, and I'm glad it's Friday, of course. There's a lot of news out there.
Yeah,
it sure is. A good time. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it seems like it's all starting to happen right away. This year isn't starting off slow. I mean, you saw the whole thing with Sotomayor and all these controversies about the gay marriage law in Utah and, of course, contraception. Whether they're going to try to force this, and apparently Obama is not very happy about this at all, and he's going to try to claim that none of these religious organizations have any exemption, even though the Justice Department has already been through this issue. So, I mean, things are kind of coming unraveled on him, and, you know, the question is, what is going to happen when the cat returns while the mice have been playing for all this time while Obama's off in Hawaii? He may find things very surprising when he gets back into Washington. You know how that goes.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, you spend far too much time, dude, watching the lamestream media.
I do, but, you know, there's a lot of great stuff on there. I mean, look at all the stories about those guys trapped down there in the South Pole. You know, they did never mention...
Oh, yeah.
hardly ever mentioned that they were global warming people. I think it was...
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were global warming, the climate change people. That's what the whole trip was all about. Now, my question is, what are they going to do about getting that ship back? I mean, because, you know, ice can move, and when it does, it has a lot of pressure. It can push that ship right up out of the ice and roll it over. You know, I mean, there's a lot of pressure behind a lot of heavy ice. I mean, are they going to create an oil spill with that ship? Hey, go back there and get your ship. That's what
I want. Get your ship, will you? Jeez.
Get your ship together.
Exactly what I was going to say. Get your ship together. I saw the photos of that. That's startling. Yeah. Hey, it's going to be 19 degrees here on Monday.
Wow. Is that going to kill all the oranges, or what's going to happen?
Well, yeah. It will kill. I don't think it will completely kill the oranges, but, yeah, it will stop the production of them temporarily. Mm. We're here north of the freeze line in north central Florida, so it's nothing too out of the norm of this area. And, the farmers further south are startled by this kind of thing in Citrus County and that kind of thing. And actually, that's where this banker was. He was in Citron, just up the road from me, which is known throughout the country for growing citrus. And he was actually hiding. Let me quiz you here. I don't know if you saw my article about this. Where would a bankster hide who faked his own suicide and wanted to get away from it all? Where would he go to hide? Where would it be a good spot?
The Everglades.
No, he wasn't in the Everglades. This is north central Florida, just up the road from me, actually. He was hiding, check this out, at a marijuana growing facility. Well, that's the reports I've heard. So what a great place for a guy who was charged with money laundering and all sorts of fraud amounting to over $21 million. What a great place for Aubrey Lee Price, 47, to go and hide after he faked his own death. He left a suicide note saying that he had admitted his horrendous financial mistakes and saying it would be better for me to not exist in this world.
Well, he should have gone to the Everglades, where a man can hide and never be found and have no fear of the bane hound. But he better keep moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get you, then the gators will.
Wendy Cross, who lost $364,000 of her nest egg, said that she didn't believe he was dead, that she believed he planned for his exit. And it seemed he did. Now, how did they get him, Steve? How did they get this guy?
Well, I suppose they followed his roaches.
No, it wasn't related to the war on drugs. He was driving in Georgia, and, well, Steve, his windows were too heavily tinted, man. The old tinted window problem. Now, what are the chances, Steve, that they really pulled him over and arrested him? And found him as a result of tinted windows. I mean, come on. Do you really believe that?
Well, I think it's pretty classic if they did. You know, fitting, huh?
They ID'd him? and he gave them a fake name, and quickly they realized that it was indeed Aubrey Lee Price, 47 years old, a bankster who is now behind bars. Now, he's just a small fry, folks. He's just a small fry bankster.
Yeah.
One of the lower-level guys.
Well, maybe this will be the first domino in the row of squealings that take place, you know, because, you know, the little rats will rat out the big rats if you put them under enough pressure. And that's what I've always said,
sure,
that this whole thing will come down if we start prosecuting people. Because that's when it starts to collapse, when the little rats start ratting out the big rats. And it would be nice to have him on the stand and say, you're facing some stiff time here, buddy. Let's see if we can maybe work on that for you. And you start talking to us.
Let me introduce you to Bubba. That article is up at our website, bobtuscan.com. More when we come back in just seconds.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
My father-in-law has been visiting me, Steve. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did tell me that. How's he doing?
He's doing well. Yeah, he's been visiting us. And, you know, here at our household, we have a water filter that takes out all the fluoride and nasty stuff that's potentially in our water. And we drink this water. Hold on, let me get a sip. Anyways, my father-in-law God bless him, has decided that, well, very early on, I'm just now realizing this, in fact, my wife and I were laughing about this before I got on the show. He's decided that he doesn't drink our water. He doesn't want our water. No, it's not because he's unsure of the purity. No, it's not because he's unsure if our filter is adequate. He'd rather drink nursery water.
Ah.
Nursery water.
Nursery water?
Yeah, and I asked him. I said, well, what do you mean you're drinking nursery water? What? He says, yeah, I need the fluoride.
No. No. You don't need the fluoride.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. So he doesn't drink. We're laughing about this. He doesn't drink our water. He wants the water with the fluoride in it. He needs the fluoride. It's for his teeth. To ingest it and drink it, it's good for his teeth. So that's why he doesn't. Hey, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink, right?
That's right, and you can take the fluoride out of the water, and you can't force them to drink either, apparently. So, you know.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Let's see here, Steve-O. I had a piece on nursery water on the website. That's a video we posted at bobtuscan.com. Check that out. Pretty cool video. We're going to take your calls tonight, if you so choose to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 43. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Steve, what else is going on? Your turn, man. What do you got on your mind?
Okay, well, you know, they say that North Korea is going to the dogs, and that may literally be the case.
Did
North Korea's Kim Jong-un feed his uncle to starving dogs is a question that is asked by this article by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. January 3rd, 2014, let me read it very briefly. Reports out of North Korea state the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un, fed his disgraced uncle to starving dogs. Jang Song-taek was supposedly stripped naked along with his aides, put in a cage, and then 120 starving dogs were set on them. In December, we learned that Jang, who was said to be included in Jong-un's inner circle of advisors, was executed, or so we were told, by the North Korean KCNA English language news agency. Quote, despicable human scum Jang, who was worse than a dog, perpetuated three cursed acts of treachery and betrayal of such a profound trust and warmest paternal love shown by the party and the leader for him, the website reports. Wow. I don't know. Very, very strange stuff going on over there, you know, North Korea. I don't know if that story is true or propaganda, but I mean, they did have some mass executions there, as you know, Bob. It was quite hideous. This is the kind of world we live in now, and Kim Jong-un is definitely, you know, he is definitely a very, very, very dangerous and strange person, in my opinion. You hear another great story here about, remember we talked a little bit about Obama's half-brother Mark?
Yeah, good old Marky.
Yes, he was floored about the president's lying about meeting him. This is from National Review, Andrew Johnson, January 3rd, 2014. Mark Obama, I think his name is, the last part of his name is Ninsanjigo. Said he was surprised to hear that his half-brother, President Barack Obama, said they had only recently met for the first time. This is what his brother said, Barry Sotero, Barack Obama, that they'd only met recently for the first time. He said, I was floored by it. I don't know why he said it. He said this to Laura Ingraham. And he was adding that he had met the president several times over the years and still isn't sure what his motivation was for making the claim. How about because Mark Obama is a spy for China and people are catching on? How about
Who said that to Laura Ingraham? President Obama?
No. I'm asking that question. You know, we know, of course, we've heard all the stories. And remember, we talked about that interview that we had that Dave Hodges had with Jim Garrow on his show here on RBN. This guy was talking about how Mark Obama has been working with Chinese secret intelligence in the internet realm for a long, long time now. Okay, so now you see Obama's trying to distance himself from his half-brother. He's even lying. He says, from their first meeting, which took place in the 1980s in Kenya, where he lived as an American expatriate, Nasangyo, I guess is the way his name is pronounced, Mark Obama Nasangyo, said both he and the president had different views. Nasangyo was trying to distance himself from his father and his father's name, while Obama was looking to further embrace his father's roots. But they had met several times, and just recently Barack Obama says he had only recently met for the first time his half-brother. Wow. I mean, why would he say that, Bob? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Why would he say that? Unless this guy is tied in with Chinese intelligence, and he possibly could be, as is suggested, a contact where defense information and trade secrets are being leaked to China.
According to Obama in his best-selling memoir, Dreams from My Father, he described meeting his brother first in Kenya, which, is Obama's homeland, of course, Kenya.
Yeah.
I'm looking here at a photo of three of them, meaning Barry and his brother Mark, and Mark's wife, a Chinese lady.
Uh-huh, yep. He's been over there for a long time, and according to Dr. Jim Garrow, he's very involved in the PLA's intelligence, internet spying people, spying rings, and people like that. So he's been involved with spying with the Chinese for a long, long time. This is why Obama is trying to distance himself from him right now, because he's already in trouble with Malik, who is now, a war criminal in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood and people like that. He's been labeled...
The first time they met, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Malik has definitely been labeled as a war criminal in Egypt. The first time they met, they talked about their Western heroes.
Mm. Yeah. Matt
a few months ago, I asked him to contact his relatives in Kenya. I told him that every one phone call would propel them to the sky with such happiness. But he didn't like what I asked, and that moment broke off the connection with me. Nadezhenjo. How do you say his name? Nasangyo.
Well, I just call him Mark Obama.
Marky
short.
Mark.
Marky Mark,
He can be sensitive, aggressive, and very stoical. That's a side of his personality that many people do not know. Brock and I have a lot in common. Both of us have advantages and disadvantages, and some of them come from our father. The president's half-brother described their relationships with their parents and with each other. He called their father a boundary-breaking man and to a large extent rebellious. He was a man of great passion and intellect who attracted many people. Asked what he has in common genetically with Barack, he says, I think that the common link between us comes not from our shared father, rather from our mothers. Both of us had strong mothers, women who took great risks to raise their children and to protect them. Barack and I love our mothers to no end because they defend us and protected us. And who are their Western heroes that they talked about? Well, Nasangyo, or however you pronounce Barry's brother, told Mariv, that he considers himself a member of the Jewish people. I'm not a Jew, not only because I have a Jewish mother, but first and foremost because there exists in my great pride to be a part of the Jewish people. I didn't know that. I wonder if he's a Zionist. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
We got phone lines open at our troll-free number, 800-313-9443. I don't know why we're talking about Barry Sotero again. Steve, come on, man. Told you I don't want to talk about this schmuck. I don't care. He's a suit. He's a figurehead. He's nothing. Nothing.
Well, I have to dispute that partially. Because the point is that he does sit in the Oval Office. He does make decisions. He does hand out executive orders.
So what? He sits on his hands as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the things that he's passing on us, though, Bob, are very dangerous. And you know, it's
not him though. It's not him who's passing them. Jeez, Steve, come on.
Well, the point is, he's the guy that's signing them. And as long, I mean, you have to look at it this way.
It's what is like, the signature? I mean,
you could say that, you know, if we were to put a monkey in a B-1,
the same thing. Would we get upset with the monkey?
Well, if we put a monkey in a B-1 bomber, the monkey may not be the problem per se, but as long as he's in that position, we are in serious trouble. You see what I'm getting at? So it's not just, well, I agree that you can't just change things by getting rid of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But you do have to realize that it's his handwriting, his stamp, his authority, his position that's the dangerous part of all of this. And regardless of whether he's, you know, a complete imbecile or a teleprompter reading puppet, he's still a very dangerous individual as to what he's doing. He's like Kim Jong-un, you know what I mean? You've got all kinds of people who are maybe not the brains of any operation who are in these positions, but the fact is what they're doing with that position is more dangerous than the person themselves, actually.
All right, whatever. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. Let's go to John in Vancouver. Hello, John.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah. I've listened to you for a long time, just some things that Steve, I would normally not call in, but Steve just had some comments about Jim Garrow, and I just wondered what your take on that guy was.
we're open. You know, I think it's a good thing to listen to what he has to say. But on the other hand, let's be careful about the information. So if you have any information, hey, right. You know, give it to us.
Yeah. Well, I just spent the half an hour on the internet this afternoon, and there's a couple of very, well, take it with a pinch of salt, sure. articles on this guy, going back into his history. And the guy, like, even when I heard him on Dave Hodges, probably a couple of weeks ago, it just didn't ring true. It was, you know, kind of sensational, and whenever he got into a tight corner with Dave Hodges, he sort of backed out and said, well, you know, he couldn't answer that or this or that. And so, it just didn't ring true with me. So I did just looking on the internet, went back, you know, maybe 15 or 20 Google pages. We find stuff about this guy, how he was, he was involved in some shady stuff with his orphanages in Canada. And I just don't trust the guy. You know, he just doesn't ring true. And, you know, he's been on all the big shows. He's been on Alex Jones. He's been on Stan Miller, Hodges, and another show out of Canada called...
Well, those are just the smaller shows he's been on. He's been on Fox News Radio. He was on a number of different shows, and he's being picked up by the lamestream. Ross Story did a piece on him, calling him a conspiracy theorist that says Obama will enlist aliens and Canadians to rule America.
I mean, does anybody believe that? Look, they can enlist Canadian soldiers to come down there and, you know, to come into the States and do that. I mean, I know a lot of people. I live 5 miles from the border. And I know a lot of, you know, people that have families both sides of the border. That's not going to happen.
I do see the possibility of having some sort of foreign mercenaries come on American soil.
They're not Canadian.
However, what's that?
Not Canadians.
But not Canadians, right? I'm not sure that Canadians would be the ones.
I wouldn't say Canadians per se either, but I would say there are people, even Americans, who would do these kinds of things. So are Americans, we're all Americans,
sure,
those are Canadians
sure.
too, but I mean U.S. citizens that are pretty rotten too. So I mean it depends upon the personality and the people that they have. I'm more concerned with foreign people. We have reports of troops, like Russian troops in Colorado. There are places all over the country where there's large platoons of foreign troops in this country for some strange reason or not. The United States, that is. I don't know if you guys have that in Canada too, John. But kind of getting back, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bob, but kind of getting back to the whole thing with Jim Garrow, what we need is something that kind of some good documentation on this, because, yeah, there's some pretty outlandish things that he said in that interview, and I'm inclined to believe some of them. But I think they're kind of a little over the edge in terms of what he's saying. And when he was backing away from some of these questions, apparently he was on with an attorney. He's under a national security oath of some sort. And there's certain things that he can say and certain things that he can't say. And that was part of it. But I don't know if that was what you picked up, John.
Garrow, an Ontario native who claims to be a former U.S. intelligence officer, said he suspects Obama will soon implement a plan that's been in the works since the 1960s. And he goes on and on and on. I don't know. I think I tend to be skeptical of it, like you do, John. And I'm just not sure. But we're going to vet him out as a source. And not just deal with this or propagate this because of its sensational nature. Is that fair enough, John?
Absolutely. Bob, I've got your email address. I sent two articles to John Stadmiller and to Dave Hodges today, and I'm going to send the same ones to you right now. And just check them out. Take them for face value. And they're old. They're like 08 and 010 or 2010. And they're very factual, and they go right back into his history with the orphanages and that. And the guy, it just doesn't ring true, you know. And so,
well, please feel free to email me them. I'm interested in seeing them. For those that don't have my email, it's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. And what are you doing outside of Australia, man?
good call. Everybody calls me a Kiwi. I've been in Canada since '98. And it's a great part of the world. I love where I am in the Fraser Valley, and there's a lot of freedom here. Like, the people underestimate how free it is in Canada. I'm very in tune with what's going on in the U.S. And just for example, like your gun rights in Canada, I mean, I did a two-day course, Saturday and a Sunday, to get my, what's called a PAL, which is a possession and acquisition license. And, once you get that, I can basically tomorrow morning can walk down into a gun store here, pay cash for a shotgun or any unrestricted long gun.
Well, you must have left Australia right around the time they were doing all those gun confiscations.
Well, yeah, which is if you really want to go down the rabbit hole and look at what happened in Australia with Martin Bryant when there's a lot of controversy about that. There was one massacre in Tasmania. Some guy went nuts and killed 20 odd people. And basically, the next day, the government had a huge bill in Parliament that rolled out and basically confiscated every long rifle. Unless you were a farmer, you could demonstrably show that you were shooting kangaroos or whatever. As a vermin, everybody lost their guns. Everybody lost their guns in Australia.
I
was going to say, in Canada, it's they actually abolished the registry for guns now, so it's very free. Almost everybody I know, I live in a rural part of Canada, and almost everybody I know has a one or two or three guns, and there's no restriction on buying ammo. The supermarket down the street from me, you can walk into the store and buy ammo. It's pretty cool, you know. And compared to Australia, which is, almost like East Germany.
Yeah. And all the violent crime stopped as a result of that.
In my neighborhood, there is no house invasion. There is no robberies here. It's pretty safe.
Yeah. I bet. Do you miss kangaroo before I let you go?
In what way? I used to drive a truck. I used to hit them all the time, but don't eat them.
Oh, no.
You don't eat them? Okay.
Oh, you know. They're a bit tough.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, John, thanks for calling, man. Good to hear from you and stay in touch, all right?
Yeah, nice talking to you, Bob and Steve.
Mm-hmm. All right, stay tuned, buddy. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad he's bringing stuff like that up, because we do want to vet our sources. And we even said that before when we talked about this, Bob, that we want to make sure. But, I do think it's something that is very interesting about the whole situation with Mark Obama and how the president is dismissing the fact that he's even, known this guy for quite some time. That does strike something suspicious to me concerning one of the things that Jim Garrow said and Mark Obama's involvement with this internet intelligence spy ring with China. I don't know. Maybe there is something there. You trip the watermelon and spit out the seeds, right? So we'll just find out what's there and what's good.
You got something in your teeth, Steve.
I do, man. Let me see if I can pick these babies while we're on the break.
All right. Please, Steve, don't pick your teeth on the radio, man. Have some manners, will you?
Pick my tooth. Jeez. My tooth on the radio.
Tooth. All right, we got a call stacking up. If you would like to join us, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. After this quick break, we're going to get to Adrian and then Randy and you. Again, 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. We want to hear from you. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Definitely check out our website, BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Adrian in Kansas. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, back to Obama, my only problem, and I would just want to ask a simple question, we just don't really know really who this guy really is, though. It's like, that's my problem with it, and it's kind of hard, you know, that opens up so many, you know, problems right there. It's like, his history is all, you know, it's got so many holes in it, and it just, you know, and even now, this things just keep coming up, you know. What do you guys think about, you know, all this, what Obama, and we really don't really know a lot who he really is, really.
Yeah, well, he is a man with a redacted past, and he is a creation of the CIA, and that's why he has no real identity. And, you know, of course, as Bob points out, that, you know, he may just be a figurehead, but keep in mind that he is employed to be the top cop in the United States of America. He's the top law enforcement official. Okay. Now, if he's not doing his job, or worse, he's doing things that are incredibly illegal, you know, regardless of who he is, he has to be removed and held for high crimes and treason in this case. I think the situation isn't about impeachment. It's about either he faces jail time and cooperates or faces the ultimate extent of the law, in my opinion. Because these crimes, what I'm seeing, are way beyond anything that Nixon ever did. I mean, this is worse than having affairs in the White House under the presidential desk, if you know what I'm talking about as well. Of course, you know, there were other things that Clinton was involved with, and Nixon had his other dirty laundry as well, as you know. But the bottom line is it's not about the fact that he's just a figurehead. This man is in the top law enforcement official in this country, and he's got his hand on the trigger. And he's signing a lot of executive orders that are outrageously unconstitutional, and we don't know how many other evil connections he has and acts of treason that are taking place behind closed doors. So he is a figurehead or puppet, if you like, but he's also a very dangerous one. This puppet is wielding a hand grenade, friends, and he's getting ready to throw it at you, in my opinion. So but that's what's your thought about that? Is it that kind of relate to what you're saying?
Exactly. And I think my only thing is, like, who really has the power to, you know, to remove him? It's like, you know, it's like we'd have to give some other person power to remove the person that shouldn't be, the one of the powers that shouldn't be. We'd have to give someone else power, and that, and then we kind of set ourselves up for this, you know.
Yeah, another state. A possible coup. Well, this is what Jim Garrow was saying. You know, I don't want to put words in his mouth. You'll have to listen to the interview itself. If you want to listen to it, it is on the Dave Hodges Show. You can go to the website. It's called TheCommonSenseShow.com. TheCommonSenseShow.com. And just look it up and you can hear the interview. It's very lengthy. But he's saying that there is a coup getting ready to take place here. And he's also saying that Obama fears for his life, for assassination, that just almost down to the man in the military, he is hated. And there are people who are out to take him someplace, not necessarily down, but to arrest him and to come after him. And this, there could be a toppling of the government. Now, I'm not trying to repeat this from the standpoint of saying this is a revolutionary act that I'm supporting. I'm just saying this was the comment that Jim Garrow made. And that's why, as our caller from Canada, John said, you know, we need to vet this out. We need to find out whether this stuff is really true or not. We need to check into these sources because this is some pretty dangerous information even to say, right? I mean, we're not talking about a violent revolution or a coup or something like that. But the possibility exists, if you're hearing what he's talking about, that there is a move underway to grab this guy and to stop what's happening, and we don't know how far it's gone or how many people are involved with that. I've heard a lot of comments about that.
All right. Well, Randy, thanks for the call, brother. Adrian, thanks for the call.
You got it.
And we will now speak with Randy in Texas. Hi, Randy.
Gentlemen, good program as usual. Everything going all right with you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you for asking, Randy. That's awfully nice of you, man. Everything's not going all right with me.
Well, I don't
time?
Know how it could be in this day and time.
Exactly. There you go.
I would like to call your attention to something you might or might not know. We have been under total Vatican control since the first day of the Ronald Reagan presidency, so-called. Ronald Reagan himself, George Bush 1, Bill Clinton, George Bush 2 were all Knights of Malta, every one of them. And this
could you also say they were all? Could you also say they were all Freemasons and they were also all Zionists, perhaps?
Zionists, possibly Freemasons, possibly, but definitely Knights of Malta. Do you know what a Knight of Malta is, by the way?
Yes, I do, and I think Bob does as well, but go ahead and tell
the
listeners. Yeah,
A Knight of Malta is someone who swears a blood oath that he will forever serve one master, and that is the Vatican, even above his own family. If one of his own family members needs to stop breathing for some reason or other, he will approve of it, he will be okay with it, and he will not ask questions. This is a Knight of Malta. And also they swear that they will kill, murder, rape, pillage, skin alive, burn alive, any heretic that they have an opportunity to kill at any opportunity, as many as they can, at any opportunity that presents itself. Heretic, I'm sure, includes you and me, you, the two of you. And just about everybody, well, everybody that's not a Catholic is a heretic.
Yes, and some Catholics are heretics too, like John F. Kennedy and Pope John Paul I, that get in their way. I mean, they kill Catholics as well that get in their way. You know, Rick Santorum was a Knight of Malta, and he was cleverly placed in the debates to take Ron Paul out of the race. Yeah, and as soon as Ron Paul was pretty well out of it, then Rick Santorum backed off, and he was gone. And I saw that happen.
Who else is the Knights of Malta?
Who else?
The other Knights of Malta.
Alan Dulles?
No.
Alan Dulles, yes.
Well, he's one. He is one. But
Leonard Horowitz.
Michael Chertoff.
Leonard Horowitz. That's exactly who I was thinking of, Steve.
Leonard Horowitz.
Steve knows me all too well.
Yeah. What's that now?
Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
All of these people have been involved with this organization. It is a Sovereign Military Order of Malta, SMOM, and they have diplomatic immunity. They are dual citizens. Rick Santorum is really, I mean, here's a guy with a dual citizenship with an organization that is very exclusive. His job was to take Ron Paul out of the debates. Now, if Rick Santorum hadn't been there, Newt Gingrich, really, of course, he's converted to Catholicism, too, if you know. But if Rick Santorum had not been in the debates, the issue in the debate last year during the presidential election, or actually 2 years ago now, since 2014, would have been the issue of the Federal Reserve. So he did a very effective job of obscuring that and confusing the issues. And I know in the state of Colorado, there were a lot of conservatives that voted for Rick Santorum, and I was very surprised that there were so many people. But even at the very end, a lot of Rick Santorum supporters threw their support here in Colorado, the Republicans, that is, towards Ron Paul. And they realized that they'd been duped. Rick Santorum backed out of the race. But yes, his job was to keep that issue out of the public debate during the election so that Mitt Romney could get in and fail. And you're right. Yeah, they're a very dangerous group of people. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's jump. You're dead up, dead on the money on all of that you just said. Now let's jump forward a little bit to 911. The four main players of 911 was the man in the white dark house. I don't call it the White House anymore. It's the dark house.
Yeah.
George Bush was in the White House. George Pataki was governor of New York. Rudy Giuliani was mayor of New York. Michael Chertoff was in charge of the federal non-investigation. So all of those four gentlemen, the four main players in 911, were, guess what? Knights of Malta.
I didn't know Chertoff was a Knight of Malta. Is he a part?
He is definitely a Knight of Malta.
Interesting, because I know there are Jews admitted to specific parts that are branches of that, like Leonard Horowitz, as Bob said, is a self-confessed member of the Knights of Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, which is a branch of the Knights of Malta. We did an interview with him once, and he went off ranting and raving with this satanic sworn oath against Peter Duisberg, who, you know, refuted the HIV/AIDS hypothesis. And so I've known Horowitz was a fake for years, friends, going back to the 90s. I don't
and
know.
Usually we don't talk about other people like that. We stick to the ideas.
But we talk about Horowitz all the time that way.
Yeah, well, we have.
I do. And you do too, Bob. Come on.
All right. Quick break. Hour number two coming up.
With finance.